This is CliffCentral.com. Untapped talent on CliffCentral.com.
It is a Friday. Say what you will, you can feel it in the air, and you know you can be optimistic when it's all sunny in Joburg as well. Welcome to it. My name is Sia Sangweni Finn. This is CliffCentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. This is Untapped Talent. So take today's show as a public service announcement. We kicked, you know, we've been playing some good, like, get you into the Friday weekend spirit songs. And more than that, I have a DJ joining me in studio. He goes by the name of Lance Theron, and we aren't going to go Duk Afrikaans and say Thron. We won't do that. But I've listened to his song. He has an amazing new single titled Back to You featuring Chad Simon. And I've been telling everybody it's the perfect song for a Friday. I'm just taking it as an amazing thing that my show's on a Friday. And so I'll be chatting to Lance about his career thus far. He's all over the world. He's having like the party lifestyle. You can't complain much. And then a little later in the show, I'll be chatting to Mbulelo. You guys, as soon as I'm on that Friday train, Ndaziluana. There we go. I'm bringing back to South Africa. He's from the ETV soapy Scandal. He's done amazing things. So yeah, actually, I've been doing some research on him as well, and has an interesting family of actors as well. So I'm going to get into all of that and so much more in the next hour right here on CliffCentral.com. Listen, if you ever feel like voicing out, or if you want to add to our conversation, you can always send us a message on our WeChat official account. It's CliffCentral. Tap connect and message to show. Whatever you have to say will pop up right in front of the screen. Or else you can tweet us at CliffCentral.com or at Sia. _SF. And now with that mouthful and a half done and dusted, let's get straight into it. Mr. Lance, yes. Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm great, and yourself?
Good, good. Where are we in the time zone for DJ lifestyle? Is this a good time to be awake?
This is good time. Okay. Breakfast time, yeah.
Okay, so it's not like night owl vibes for you. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having me, it's awesome.
You're an awesome Cape Town native, just stopping by Joburg this weekend. How are you feeling about Joburg?
I'm loving it. It's like it's a pity it's coming to an end. I have to leave tomorrow morning. Like,
yeah.
But hey, I'll be back.
Have we at least squeezed in a bit of partying in this whole work week while you've been here?
You know, some call it partying, some call it, you know, connecting.
Of course. Yeah. It's pivotal networking. You have to do that.
Exactly.
So, Lance, where do we even begin talking about everything that you've accomplished thus far? Because I just want to focus first and foremost on DJing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is it as cool as everyone thinks that it is?
I'm not going to lie, I think it's amazing. It's great, you know. It's a lot of energy.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of time put into it, because obviously, you know, you need to feed off the energy of the crowd, and the crowd needs to feed off you. So it's a constant battle of, you know, what do I play? What do I do?
Yeah.
How do I put things together? But I'm not complaining. I'm loving it. It's 15 years down the line.
Shucks. When did it all begin for you, if you've been in this for 15 years?
In my bedroom, probably grade 10. Grade 10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, my older boot bought me a pair of turntables for Christmas, and he says, you're going to learn. I'm like, yes, I'm going to. 2 months later, unwrapped.
Oh.
Launch starts.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Very dramatic, you know? Theatrical. Now we're like setting the scene for everything.
But yeah, no, you know, it's music has always been a passion. No, music is, if somebody doesn't like music, and I don't know.
Yeah, then there's something wrong with it.
You know, so
I'll even be the first to say that.
Yeah,
because music is one of those things. It's you can never be in the wrong sort of mood for music.
It crosses all boundaries. You know, it connects people in ways that is unexplainable.
Yeah. So you love music to the point where you want to have a hand in being able to shape it and move it and whatnot.
That's
so what are the technicalities of starting off as a DJ? How hard is it?
The thing is, you know, there's. For me, I started from scratch where I watched people, you know, like many DJs, they go to like DJ classes, DJ schools, but
yeah.
It's not your own technique. You know, you want to build your own technique, your own style of playing.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, get equipment first.
Uh-huh.
And find out what you want to play.
Yeah.
And label your music.
Okay. You see, now I'm basically going to be the student here in this whole segment. Like, so do we still call it ones and twos? Can I still be cool enough and say that?
Hey, we can go back to the 80s if you want.
Oh, never mind. Okay. What do the cool kids say?
No, I'm joking with you.
I need to know what the cool kids say in 2015.
You know, the ones and twos, wheels of steel. You know, for me, I'd call it CD players.
CD player, Lance, I feel like it doesn't carry enough of the cool
factor. Okay, let's do ones and twos.
Ones and twos.
Wick.
I'm trying to be cool.
No, you're rocking it.
How's the Cape Town DJing scene? Because that's where you're based predominantly.
Yeah, I'm based in Cape Town. How do I put it? It's kind of clustered.
Yeah.
You know, it's like dog eats dog. So if you got a gig, you better rock it, because there's always somebody younger and fresher and more talented. And that's the truth. In every job there is, there's always somebody waiting in the back.
So it literally then keeps you on your toes.
So you have to be on point all the time. Creative, fresh, new ideas is important. How to create your brand, how to build it, you know, how to entertain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it quite ironic that you just measure the Cape Town scene as being like very doggy dog world. Then you think, nah, let me start touring Sweden and Denmark and Norway. As if Cape Town wasn't enough of a challenge, you decide, let's take on the world. When did that happen for you?
Basically, I got a contract at the 2010 World Cup at the Fan Zone in the Waterfront. I played there and I met my business partner today, Sari McGlinchey, she's from Sweden. And after the World Cup, she gave me a random phone call from Sweden, would like to come DJ at my venue. I said, cool.
That is not something you say no to.
Yeah, I know.
Just putting it out there.
I said, yes, let's do it. And then from there, we built a good relationship. And she said, would like to come to Sweden one day. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Please, pack my bags, I'm gone. Cheers, family.
Yeah.
So basically, it's the last 4 years I've been going every year.
Wow.
I do a summer tour. Basically, I do a South African braai tour. That's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I play on a deck, on a yacht, and we have a bride.
What a cut life, Lance.
Sad, I hate it. I don't like it.
You're partying all the time, you're traveling, you're on yachts. Like, what else do you want from life?
You know, I don't like it. It bores me. No, but it's amazing. I'm so humbled by it, you know. It's not often that a South African can travel abroad and do what they love doing. It's insane. So,
And what's the sort of scene like abroad? Because I think, you know, South Africa is just getting into the whole partying social scene like that, where we now have festivals and you go out there and you lose your mind. And now we have these, like, the likes of Sweden who really have their stuff together.
Yeah, no, the DJ scene or the parties and the festivals, it's amazing. It's like this one called Way Out West, where you basically walk into this park and you got Swedish House Mafia on the one side.
Okay, so can I be upfront with everyone about this?
Go for it.
There we were, Lance and I were having a little conversation off air because we were listening to some Iconopop. Yeah. And I actually like the song. We both like Iconopop. And I didn't know that they were from Sweden. And I was like, okay, I lost some cool points with Lance straight up. And I was like, well, a Swedish House Mafia from Sweden.
I'm glad I didn't bring it up. You said it, so
and
I'm happy.
Swedish House Mafia actually is from Sweden.
Yeah, yeah.
I took the fall for everyone else. Now you learned something new. Yeah. What else from Sweden? Skype is from Sweden.
Yes, Volvo, Sony Ericsson.
Ah, you guys, Sweden is where it's at then.
Dude, they have 9 months of winter. What else do they create things?
Oh, yeah, true.
It's like, what are we going to do today? Let's make a cell phone.
Okay, true. Just alert me about the 3 months. That's when I'll go and visit Sweden.
Yeah, but you know, the festivals are amazing. You know, they put so much into entertainment and so much money into music, into festivals. That, like, all the festivals are free. Most of it, like 90% is free. You walk into the town
square.
And there you have Rebecca Fiona, Iconopop, just performing. Miguel doing his R&B on the one side. It's amazing, you know.
Then how do they make their money? Is it just really like mostly for the passion and the fun of it?
Yeah, music, like we just said, music is music, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, here's my point of view, though. As much as I enjoy this and as much as I respect everyone who's in the craft, I think it takes a lot to be in that sort of world and keep a level head. Because I think if it was me, I would have lost my bonkers ages ago.
No, that's the thing, you know, you have to keep level headed. That's the thing, because you can lose yourself. You can, you
yeah.
know.
And you I'm lucky. Lose yourself in the music, the moment.
Yeah,
you want you know. It. You better never let it go, go.
Well, weak, weak.
Sorry, thank you.
Oh, that,
thank
that
you,
awesome.
Eminem,
awesome.
For teaching me a few cool
We're
going
to record that one. But you know, and it's opened my mind. Traveling has really opened my mind, and you know, and that's where the idea of making this track, you know, creating it with Chad, is that, you know, you look at these guys, they're 16 and they're making tracks and it's selling and it's number one, and I'm thinking, come on, Lawrence, you're 33, let's work it.
Then we can basically,
you know, so yeah,
definitely boost ourselves up. Speaking of the track, back to you featuring Chad Simon.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you go about explaining what the song's all about?
Long or short version?
Give me the best version.
Okay, basically, Chad popped in, he dropped by Cape Town like for a day, and he met up with me at my workplace, and all he said was, Lance, my boy, it's time you release a track. And then we shook hands, and then I flew to Durban, he flew to Durban, we drove to Pietermaritzburg, and now we're here. You know, and it's amazing. You know, working with Chad is like, it's so easy because we've been friends since high school.
Uh-huh.
We play football together. And, you know, it's like, it's a constant relationship. It's not work.
Mm.
That's the thing, you know. And the song, you know, it means what you take from it back to you. You can be given back. You want something back. It's what you take from it.
Yeah.
You know, and the lyrics are amazing. So, you know, it's...
And it's one of the things, I guess, when you've known someone as well, you know, as long as you've known Chad, it's one of those effortless, easy things.
Yeah.
And I think that comes across in the song as well. It's very laid back. You're just like getting into the groove. It's easy.
You know, Chad,
that's the best way to describe
it. He's experienced and he guides you, you know, he nurtures the process and the progress of the situation, of the track, of getting the side. And, you know, I can't say thank you enough. He's been amazing. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, my only comment on the song is like the best song to get you into that parting spirit. So, without that, without any more, it's Back to You by Lance Theron featuring Chad Simon. If you had any doubt of who Lance Theron is, now you know. Back to You. Just easy, simple, plain. It's one of those, I told you, if you want to get into the weekend parting spirit, you just have to listen to that.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
And you've been getting good reception. It takes a lot to get the people like in our production booth to get like up on their feet and like all happy
I'm
and excited.
I'm happy.
And you got good thumbs up about it. So listen, you have something to announce regards to Back to You.
Basically, today, we dropping the behind the scenes at about 12 o'clock for the music video. And then we're dropping the full official music video end of the month.
Shucks.
Yeah. So it's
End of the month, by the way, is like next week.
Yeah.
Oh, can we get like an inside scoop here on Cliff Central? Like, is there like someone featuring in the music video?
Basically, you know, it's a very clean, smooth, no twerking video.
Oh, okay.
There's no twerking. Put it this way. Suits, ties, bow ties, beautiful models,
premium party.
You know,
that's what it is. It's double
beautiful.
B.
It's smooth. You know, I don't want to say too much because obviously all my friends and things are in Cape Town. They're probably thinking,
yeah.
He didn't want to tell us. Now he's telling them. Oh, we're not good enough. Oh, we're not friends.
It's nothing personal.
Unfriend.
You know, it is nothing personal. He just wants to tell us first.
Yeah, no, it's very smooth cut. It was a long day, but it was all worth it.
Okay. That's another little under the cover thing. So you shot it all in one day.
Oh yes.
Can you tell us the location?
Basically, I did it in Woodstock in Cape Town.
Ah.
In a church hall.
No,
it's all legal. There was no alcohol.
You have no idea how much my mind is racing. No, I'm like, okay, wait. There's suits and it's in a church and it's in Woodstock.
People go to church in a suit, don't they?
Do you have like the pasta on the ones and twos? Just like John 3 verse 16 and it's time to jam on back to you.
The thing is, let me say that. Like I said, this church wall is hired out for music videos, basically.
Okay.
So let's just get that straight.
So it's a cool church hall.
Exactly.
Okay. We have a message on WeChat saying, very, very simply, Cindy saying, I love it. It's an awesome song.
Thank you.
Isn't that the best? How's the reception been like of the song?
It's been phenomenal. You know, from the drop, I was talking to Chad, I'm so shocked that so many different radio stations and online stations have taken to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a saying like, you know, expect the worst, hope for the best. And that's how I went in with it. And I can't ask for more.
Yeah.
You know, and with social media as well, it's grown, you know, the followings and the likes and things. It's amazing. I can't thank everybody enough.
No, trust me. Believe me, it's I feel only good things about the song, the reception.
Thank you.
And the music video as well. Very, very excited about that. So what does the future look like for Lance?
Future. I'm looking at, you know, empire. Building the brand, making it good, exclusive, you know. There's always, I always tell myself, you know, one day you're going to be playing in front of 20,000 people, 30,000 people, you know, and people are going to be jamming to my tracks, you know.
Sharks.
And, you know, for me, I look at it and I still think from my bedroom,
yeah,
getting up your face in a poster and a flyer and then playing in another city, you don't think it's going to happen. And now,
from being like now playing in Sweden.
Yeah. So for the future, I'm just looking at just, you know, spreading love with my music,
yeah,
and you know, and I hope people will follow me with it.
And by the way, though, another thing that I wanted to touch on as a DJ,
yeah,
how do you like draw the line between I'm actually here to play and this is a job and this is my business and not like lose yourself in tequila? Because I think that's like the perfect environment,
you know,
for me.
The thing is, you know, it boils down to the person, you know, to the DJ itself. You know, for me, it's not just about playing and leaving. You know, I want to socialize so people get to know who I am.
Okay.
But at the end of the day,
yeah, and socializing means a little shot of tequila, does it not?
You call it that?
Okay.
We call it Jägermeister.
Oh.
I'm joking. No, you know, you have to socialize with the crowd, because at the end of the day, they're going to come back and they're going to come support you and fill the floor.
Yeah.
You know, there are times if you've got back-to-back sets, then obviously you can't really chat around. But for me, I love, you know, chatting to the people, get to know them, see what they're about. And that's how you get the crowd. And that's how you feed off them, by knowing what they like.
Exactly. Talking about the crowd, what has been your best performance and what has been your worst performance?
Whoa. Well, best... The World Cup 2010 was awesome.
Uh-huh.
That was my first experience of like the European life. That was in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Then obviously in Sweden and Denmark, I have to mention again.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome. You know, 3,000 people.
And language barrier isn't a thing?
They speak amazing English.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
No, sorry. I was going to say Guntag. Then I remembered Guntag is German. Never mind. Long story.
It's like...
I've really lost all cool points when it comes to Lance.
It's like, for example, like if I'm going to come to Mr. like, who do I do? And you're going to say Bratak, and I'm going to say Hilf. So it's like...
Oh, wait, hold up. I like the sound of Bratak. What's
yeah,
that?
So say, Hurmadu is like, hey, how are you?
Uh-huh.
Then you'll say Bratak.
Bratak means?
Fine, thank you. And I'll say Bra.
Bra, so is, bra is like fine.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yo, this is so bra. That is my new thing. I'm walking around calling everything bra.
But yeah, no, there's no language barrier. There's nothing, because, you know... They speak English and they speak it well.
Yeah.
And people think they're cold, but they're amazing people once you get to know them.
The weather's cold, but not the people.
Oh, shh.
The Swedish, like, tourism board needs to hire me now. I think that is very, very good.
But, yeah, worst experience. I wouldn't say there's a particular worst experience, but pet hate is unplanned events, bad sound. And DJ, can you please play this song? Can you hear it on my cell phone?
Wait, hold up. That's, yeah, come on.
And you're just a cuff.
I'm speaking for all the people out there. Why do DJs not like song requests?
Then put on the radio.
Oh, you guys, but like when you...
No,
in
but
the
they
moment,
ask the most op tracks, like oops, 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 oops. Sorry, DJ, do you have any Kenny Rogers?
Yes, so, you gotta know when to hold up. No, exactly, because like if you're with your friends and it's in the moment,
yeah,
and you're just reminiscing on the time you were stuck in a train and you listened to Kenny Rogers, you want the DJ to play Kenny Rogers.
But yeah, no, it's, you know, it's like, I don't come to your job and say, can I press buttons?
Oh, okay.
You know, and the thing is, I don't mind taking a request, but when one does it, then the whole club stands in a line like they're buying a train ticket.
And listen, the thing with having the club as your office,
yeah.
You must have very interesting people that you bump into.
Oh, yeah.
What's the craziest encounter you've had?
I don't know. It's like,
we aren't going to name any names.
Put it this way.
But just shame some people.
People do weird things for a shot of alcohol.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
And you can put to that whatever you'd like.
My mind is already racing. Because I know I have moments that are just not exactly...
Well, people But the thing is, but they lose their minds because of the music, which is weird, you know. So they act all crazy, but it's not their fault. It's the music.
As soon as the lights come on and you have to leave, it's a totally different story. Oh. But we basically blame the likes of Lance for our behavior.
And everybody else shouldn't have to blame me.
Ah, no, you guys are the DJs.
First, you invite me, now I'm going to pinpoint it.
But you judged me on the fact that I didn't know a lot about Sweden. Anyway.
We're not going there.
Lance, where can people get more info on
basically, on you can get me on Twitter, Lance Theron DJ. Instagram will be Lance Theron. And then my Facebook page, which is Lance Theron official page.
Awesome. Yeah. What do the next few weeks look like? Will you be basically gigging anywhere in particular?
Yeah, actually, myself and Chad fly out tomorrow morning at 9. We land in Cape Town at like 10:40, straight into a rehearsal, and then we're performing at the Blisters for Bread charity event in Cape Town.
Awesome. Yes, I actually have heard a lot about that.
So yeah, that's like 11,000 people, which is quite cool.
Shucks.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to crowd surf?
I wouldn't try.
Oh. Is that too 90s?
No, I'm just thinking, what if this, everybody just looks at me and like, poof.
That's the only reason why I wish I was a musician. Because I'd be like, are you ready, New York? And then you just jump.
Yeah, and then hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's somebody catching you. But no, I haven't. But I look at it like, it's like, I'm coming.
And then they just part like the Red Sea and you're on the floor. Okay, maybe I get why you wouldn't do that. But Lance, dude, thank you so much. Eh?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for Back to You. It's an awesome jam and all the best. Eh?
Thank you, guys. It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
From strength to strength, that is Lance Theron with Back to You as well. You just, it's only the beginning right here. And this is Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
You're still listening to Untapped Talent right here on CliffCentral.com with myself, Sia Sangwenifin. And here's the thing. I was really debating how I'm going to introduce my guest and as I talk to him. So just pop their headphones on there because you need to hear this. This is after a lot of thoughts and a lot of careful consideration about how I'll actually introduce him. And I think this is really the best way. There we go. Yes, everyone who loves the soapy now knows what we're talking about. Mbulelo, what's happening?
I'm all right, man. How you doing,
though? Do you feel like you're home now? Dude. We can just keep this playing
just
in the background.
Just keep it playing, like background music, you know.
Okay, no, I need to get it. There we go.
Sure.
Mbulelo plays the character of Strelo on Scandal, but apart from that as well, a true thespian in the South African industry. Starting off, and a very, very, been in a lot of interesting roles and series and soaps. It feels like, how long have you been in the industry thus far?
I'm 19 now, so it would be 10 years in the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life again? 10 years in the industry, 19 years old.
Yeah.
You started acting in 2005. 2005, I was still in school.
All right.
2005, I still probably couldn't color inside the correct line. And I was probably like, yeah, it's just kind of embarrassing. And there you are, having been in all of these great productions. Listen, when did it start off with you?
Look, my grandparents have always been in the industry, you know, since it was, you know, TV1, TV2, you know, way back then. They kind of introduced me into the industry like, yo, don't you want to just try it out? And from then on, as they say, the rest is history.
Yes.
You know, I fell in love with it.
So it's definitely good influence from a family
definitely.
That you come from.
Yeah.
Were the arts always just a no-brainer in your family?
Look, I've always known them to be actors, but I never really thought I would, you know, venture into that until they actually gave me, you know, the go-ahead to like, yo, just try it out. And then from then on, it just took off in a way that I didn't even imagine.
Yeah. You know? So, of course, now that you were growing up in an environment like that with your parent, with your grandparents in productions as well, not only did you see, okay, your parents, your grandparents are on TV, but you see the sort of lifestyle as well. Was it weird to be walking with your grandmother and there people are spotting her and calling her by a different name that they see from TV?
I'll be honest with you, my grandma has always been a popular woman, you know, exactly. even besides the whole television thing, you know, Ekasi, she was always, you know, the one that's known, you know, always hollering at people. So for me, it was just a normal thing. I never really, you know, thought much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a no-brainer to you.
Definitely, definitely.
To get into such.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your first gig in
2005. Oh.
Because I heard it was shot in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And you were flown there. And it was just like a party.
Look, it was awesome. You know, for a first gig, you know, to be flown into Cape Town, to be in a 5-star hotel. I'm 9 years old at the time, you know.
Okay, what listen, do I what know? What is up with all the guests this morning? Like, I had Lance earlier, who's on yachts and is in Sweden. What a cuck life. Here you are, you were 9, being flown around 5-star hotels.
What can we say, man?
You guys don't have it bad. Let me just put it that way.
Not at all.
But like being in that sort of environment, walking onto a set for the first time in your life.
Look, I was nervous, but at the same time, really excited because for the first time, I was actually, you know, part of something that was going to be, you know, out there.
Yeah.
And the whole experience for me was just mind blowing to the point where I just wanted to, you know, continue and do more things.
What was it from your perspective about acting that really got to you and stuck?
Look, what I like about it, what I love about it is the fact that I can be someone else. You know, Mbulelo, maybe this guy who's quiet, who's, you know, in his own space. But when I'm on set or location, whatever it may be, I get to, you know, travel into other people's lives, you know, live, you know, other lives, you know, think how they think and to experience, you know, different sides of life like that. That's the beauty of it for me.
Is it as deep as everyone makes it out to seem? Because, you know, with acting, I always bring up the example of like Halle Berry in one of the movies, where she's acting as a drug addict. And supposedly she didn't like shower for like 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, Halle, it's all good that you have an Oscar and everything. But when I see you and you haven't showered for two weeks. guy, there has to be like a pause button somewhere.
Look, you know what? For me, it's as deep as you make it. It's how seriously you take that role, how seriously you wanna, you know, dig deep to be in that character's shoes. So it's basically, you know, it depends on the individual, I'd say. Yeah.
Because I have to be honest, you know, I first heard about you a couple of years ago through my aunt, actually, because I never really like watch Scandal all the time. But my aunt was like fired up every single week now. And I was like, what is going on with this? I was like, you know, Stella made, you know, Dintle pregnant. Where? And I'm like, what is going on? Who's Dintle and who's Stella? So there I found out about you playing the role of Stella in Scandal. You know, as a teenager and in the soap, you got Dintle pregnant.
Yes.
So that was, I'm basically telling you, you caused my aunt headaches every single week. I had to like console her, like, you'll be fine.
Job well done, I guess.
Exactly. Like, even if it's no Oscar just yet,
you know,
I think that'll be good enough. Let's talk about the role of Stelo in Scandal. How would you go about describing that?
Look, Stelo, you know, primarily, he was a boy from a Natal, KZN, just moved to Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, different environment, totally different from how he grew up.
Yeah.
He grew up in a very, you know, traditional family. They have their values, they have their morals, they vary, you know, to themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, living in that whole environment of Ekasi, Soweto, you know how people are, you know. So he had to adjust to all of that. He had to adjust to the whole girl thing because he, you know,
eyes are open.
You know what I'm saying? His eyes were open to the world, basically. So he had to find himself.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this character is the fact that I grow with him. Every day he grows, I grow because we get to discover things. I mean, I knew nothing about getting a girl pregnant, but because he had to go through it, I had to go through it. You know?
Like that whole emotion you need to tell your parents.
Definitely.
Because yes, once again, because of my aunt and after her, I found myself sitting in front of the TV and going through everything with Stelo, basically.
Sure.
So I think that's quite a process and a half, really.
Definitely.
Do you have a lot of like freedom or influence with what happens with a character?
What I love about this particular soap that I'm working on is they do give you a lot of freedom to make it your own.
Okay.
As long as you stick to the, you know, the basic story that is given to you.
Yeah.
They pretty much give you room to dance.
So you can't exactly now pitch up and go like, you know, I think it would be great for Stella to now be a millionaire. And I think I need to shoot on location with the Lamborghini. Because if I was in the soap,
if you can justify it enough for them to, you know, be able to write it as the whole journey from him to go from zero to millionaire.
Yeah.
Then, they would allow it. That's the beauty of it.
Okay. Yeah. You know, maybe I need to consult with you.
We'll
maybe
talk.
Maybe I just, I can, I don't even need a role.
Yeah.
I can be your driver. I'll be like a walk on road. I don't even need a line. I'll just drive your Lamborghini.
You're forward. Right.
Isn't this great teamwork?
It is. Yeah, let's talk about it after the show, you know?
Okay.
Sure.
I'll get my people to talk to your people.
Yeah, yeah. Do that.
But
do that.
I really do think Scandal as a production is really growing from strength to strength.
Yes.
It's real, you know, from just not, it started off just, you know, as focusing on the publication and the, you know, media industry, et cetera, but now they're real stories.
It's real life stories, yeah. Yes. They pretty much, in the last 3 years, have changed up the whole, you know, formula of Scandal. Now we are dealing with each race, or so we try to, you know, sex, age. And we're trying to tackle, you know, basically everyday lives, people's normal lives. We want to be the soap that everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
As opposed to just one type of market.
Like that demographic.
Yes,
and that's just it.
Definitely. Yeah.
And yeah, I definitely think you guys are doing a fantastic job
Thank
with
you.
That. I think it was just this week. It was, or last week really. Mm-hmm. It was announced Dineo Mwegetsi is also joining Scandal.
Yes, yes, yes.
Excited about that.
Yeah, we were actually working with her this week. She's a very beautiful person inside and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting stuff.
You know,
stuff.
This is a very open platform. Do you want to talk about the role that Dineo will be playing? Can you tell us anything about it? You know, just a little scoop.
I know that they want to keep everything as scandalous as possible, so I won't be allowed to.
Excuse the pun.
Yes, excuse the pun.
Okay, so you're not going to tell us anything.
Sorry, unfortunately, just stay glued to your TV screens.
Don't worry. When can we anticipate Dineo's character on screen?
It should be in about a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
A month's time, we'll be able to
see
everything.
Yes, yes.
And how has it been for you, though, growing as an actor in this sort of production? Because I now understand you're also training as a director on set.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. How's that going for you?
It's going pretty well, actually. How it started off was, I mean, I've always wanted to be an actor director, you know, growing up. So I actually wanted to leave the SOBI last year and actually go and study full time, you know, filmmaking and that.
Uh-huh.
And they came with the whole thing of, listen, we actually want to train you ourselves. Therefore,
awesome.
You'll get practical experience. ETV opened a school last year called the E Academy. That's where I did my filmmaking and television production course.
Fantastic.
So I got to, you know, really, it opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And now I want to do directing more than ever.
Yeah.
Acting I'll never leave, but I really love directing as well.
Because I must assume when you're in that sort of environment, you know, you know, an average day is like from what, 7 till 7?
Yeah.
That's a good 12-hour
day. That's a 12-hour day, yeah.
You're on set all the time, not just with the cast, but you definitely...
With the crew as well.
You're
mingling with everyone. Exactly. That's where the interest actually, you know, because we have some of the most best directors ever, you know, to work with. Their personality, everything. It really inspires you to want to learn more about your industry.
Yeah.
And that's where it started for me.
But my whole thing as well with acting and being in that sort of, you are in a world for 12 hours.
Yes.
Because you are not with reality. You aren't with us. You don't know what's happening out there.
Sure.
You're really underneath the lights in the set.
Yes.
I think it must all be all good and well with like your ordinary script. But now let's just say there's a death in this series, or, you know, there's something very heavy and hard that's happening, and you're now stuck in that world. How is that for you?
Look, it is really draining when you have those kind of scenes because, unfortunately, to play that kind of emotion, you have to actually go through that emotion.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a way for you to get out of that funk, that space. You know, different actors use different techniques.
Yeah.
For me, luckily enough, I'm able to just switch it off as soon as I leave set.
Yeah.
I'm Bulelo again, you know, and then when I get back on set, still.
What does Gok Francis think about this now?
Look, she supports me 110%. She's very happy that I'm in a space where I'm able to, you know, grow like this. And funny enough, she was also on Scandal.
Yeah, she guest starred.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
How was that? Was it like, hey, Coco, I mean, no, you're on my track. You are.
It was the coolest thing ever, you know. You don't get to work with your grandma on sets every day.
Yeah.
So that experience on its own was brilliant. You know, people got to see another side of me with my grandma right there, and they loved her. And yeah, it was great.
That must be absolutely awesome.
Definitely.
If we took Mbulelo back to the Renfield primary school days and we compare what he thought about life and about where he wanted to be within the acting industry then and where you are now.
You know what? To be honest with you, way back then, I had no idea it would turn out like this. For me, acting was always a thing that I was going to do on the side because I wanted to, you know, study, go into economics, business, that.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, as I'm still interested in doing all those things. But the older I grew, the more, you know, it took first priority.
Mm.
So, you know what, with time, I'll see, you know, where I'm going to go with
you
this.
You definitely have time on your side. So it's one of those things of like, whatever I do, work out soon enough.
But for now, yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, because you've been in a bunch of different dramas and productions, you know, Home Affairs, Sukulin Partners, Josie H, etc., etc. But more specifically with now Scandal, Stelo as a character who's really like brought you into the house of so many South African homes every single night. That's basically, to a certain extent, defined the stage of where you are in life. How did you actually get the role?
For this role, there were actually, because I had taken a break after Generations just to focus on my studies.
Yes, Jigga. Yes, Generations.
Yes, sure. Yes. So this was kind of a comeback role, so to say. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm ready to get back in it now. So they had auditions. And yeah, as I say, man, you know, I did what I did. They called me, they loved it. And from there on, it was, you know, A4 away.
For you, if you had to like pinpoint your ideal role, what would it be?
Look, in terms of acting, I'm very open-minded. I don't think I have a specific ideal role.
Yeah.
I just love playing different roles each time.
Like Halle Berry open-minded? Like I'm not going to shower for 2 weeks open-minded?
Yeah, definitely. Really? Definitely. I don't mind pushing myself to the limits because that's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, experiencing different things. And I'm pretty much open to a lot of things, you know?
Okay. You know, I'm willing to chat to you and to find more about, you know, your role. But when you don't shower for 2 weeks, maybe we can schedule our next interview in like 3 weeks time.
I'll holler at you.
Yeah, maybe after you've showered. Yeah. But you definitely not want to rest on your laurels. You know, as a young person in this country, say what you will about South Africa, but it's one of those places where you can make things happen for yourself.
Yes.
You know, you cannot just complain all the time, but we do live in a country that really has a lot of opportunities open to us as young people.
Definitely.
And so not just, you know, studying as a director on set, but you've also now opened up your own production company.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
This actually was started off with the whole directing training thing. You know, I was like, you know what? I have a vision as a young person. I want to put my perspective on, you know, how to create drama series, how to do things, you know. So why not come together with other young visionaries? Mm-hmm. Let's put together our minds and let's do things our way without anyone telling us we have to go a certain way.
That is
let's
awesome.
Be our own bosses.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how it started. So it's about 4 months in now. We've our biggest thing to date was doing House's EPK. He did a music video / EPK behind the scenes type of thing.
Yeah.
So that was our biggest thing to date.
Now, what is that sort of reception like? Do people take you seriously as young people? You're driven, you have your heads in the right place, but there's still that sort of thing, a thing of like, well, when you walk into a boardroom, am I really
Our biggest challenge is the fact that we're young, and as most producers in the industry would say, you can't really be a director until the age of 25 upwards because of this and that and that. You need life experience. But we are here to prove them wrong.
Uh-huh.
We are here to show that it's not about your age. It's about your mindset. It's about what you can bring to the table.
Yeah.
That's our challenge every day. That's what keeps us going. And we're going to grow from strength to strength because of that.
For you personally, what's your vision for Black Pain Productions?
Look, I would like, say 5 years from now, to have a film under our belt. But now the next big thing we're working on now is doing our own drama. Once we can get that up
there.
Are
we talking like a weekly on TV drama?
We are still in talks about that because this thing is, there's a lot of opportunities right now for your young you know, production companies. So we still have to figure those certain things out. But we want to put our mark there, you know. So yeah, we're gonna do that.
You see, this is why I say, you know, my people should talk to your people. I have a vision here, Mbulel. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Drama, you need a villain. Villain, okay, whoever you get. I just want to be able to slap the villain.
You want to be that guy?
No, I just want to say, yeah. And I'm skinny, so that works. I'm skinny and small. Yeah. I'm like the underdog.
Are you gonna like run away right afterwards? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, no, 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 no. I just want to be the hero.
Okay.
Just give me one scene. I'll walk on, slap the villain, and then I leave.
Look,
you do whatever
we'll,
you
we'll,
want
we'll,
with the
we'll
story.
Audition you right after the show, don't worry.
Do I have to slap someone to audition?
You can slap a mannequin or something.
Oh,
in the meantime.
No, that wasn't fun. That's not what I expected. But this is absolutely awesome. Listen,
yeah.
Like, the future is bright for you. Do you have specific things that you go like, okay, by, you know, 20 I want to accomplish this, by 25 I want
definitely
to take this off?
My parents tend to think I put a lot of pressure on myself, but I feel it drives me. It's good pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I want by the age of 23 for our production company to be very stable. So I've got 3 years to do that. I want to be a full-time director at Scandal by the age of 23.
Awesome.
I want to have starred in at least 2 films by the age of 23. I want to have my own place by the age of 23.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'm working towards that. You know, there's no reason why it shouldn't be attainable.
And more than that, you know, we're now seeing such great things happen in our industry, not just the South African industry, but globally as well.
It's, you know, opening up, yeah.
100%. You know, Fulu, who's also on ETV, starring in Ayanda. When you see Terry Pieto, who just moved from actress to now producing the movie Ayanda. And come on, let's talk about the obvious one, Trevor Noah making great strides.
Yes. You know, all these
abroad.
Things.
Yeah.
These things, when we see them, they inspire us. Because we, you know, our own South African people are making it abroad. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to go there.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yes. Look, it's always a dream of mine to be able to star in a Hollywood a production or feature.
Yeah.
And I still want to do that.
Hey, listen, the space is there. Denzel Washington is getting old. Will Smith is getting old. We need a little starring to go and like bomb up buildings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, so even though you don't have like an ideal role, I think like Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise is going to leave pretty soon. Maybe they...
no, we'll talk about that.
No, listen, dude, it's absolutely everything of the best for you.
Sure, thank you.
I wish you nothing but the best as you grow into more of yourself with Black Pain Productions, more of Strelo, even though you won't give us inside scoop on Scandal.
Sorry, man.
What can we expect, just like in the production overall?
Look, there's going to be, from Strelo's family alone this year, there's going to be something quite hectic, a hectic change that's going to take place.
Is someone adopted?
That's all I can say.
Oh, wait. So there might be someone adopted. You know, I can carry on the whole morning just
speculating.
I'm
not going to agree or disagree with that. I'm just saying, expect big things. Things are going to take a turn. It's going to be a whole 180 twist.
We'll keep that all in mind.
Definitely.
But listen, dude, thank you so much for stopping by this
morning.
Thanks
for having me, man.
Absolutely awesome. And it's really, really interesting to hear the backstory of a person you see, to really know what they're all about. So all the best for that. Thank you so much to Lance Theron, my guest earlier on, for stopping by. And most importantly, thank you for listening. Every single week, we make this possible right here on cliffcentral.com. It's Untapped Talent. So until next week, 9 a.m., same time, right? Same place.
Yes.
It's very, very obvious. But until then, my name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
TGIF.
This is CliffCentral.com.